This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 432. It's all about the power of reflection.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
Welcome everyone to this 5 Minute Friday end of the year edition, and it's time to reflect. It's that time of year, and I want you to do three things during this 5 Minute Friday. And number one is to reflect. I want you to go through your calendar right now and look at all the people you met in your calendar through all the meetings you had. All the places you traveled to, did you take those trips, and all the things that you actually created and put out into the world. Now you had 365 days to make something of your life with where you're currently at, with the gifts, the tools, the information you currently have. You have 365 days, just like everyone else. Now, did you make the most of the year, or did you let the year slip by? Did you do some things that you set out to do? Did you enjoy your life, or were you overstressed and overworked? Reflect. Did you take care of the most important companion, your health? Or did you abuse it over the year and neglect it? Did you take those trips that you really wanted to do? Or did you sit at home and watch TV on the weekends? Did you put yourself out there to meet new people or build relationships with key partners who could help support your vision? Or did fear hold you back from rejection? I want you to reflect and see what feelings come up for you during this reflection. So I want you to reflect on all these things throughout your entire year. Reflect on what's coming up for you. Reflect on the feelings that you're having. And then write down those feelings and think about what went well, what didn't go as well for you. What didn't go as planned? Think about it, reflect on it, and write all this down right now. The second thing I want you to do is to acknowledge. I want you to acknowledge the incredible things that you did create. So look at your calendar over the entire year. Go through week by week, month by month, and acknowledge all that you did create, all that you put out there. See if you achieved your goals. And if you did, celebrate how amazing you are and the work that you put in. You know, a lot of people focus on the things they didn't do, the things they didn't achieve, the things that they fell short on. And they forget to acknowledge and celebrate the amazing gifts they brought to this world. So whether you achieved your goals or you didn't achieve your goals, acknowledge the progress you made this year. And I want you to write down the five things you are most proud of that you did and created this year. So write them down right now. What are those five things? Again, whether you achieved your goal or you didn't, write down what you're proud of. The third thing I want you to do is to express gratitude. There are so many people who have supported you in your year and in your entire life. Write down a list of 10 people who have been there for you, friends, family, business partners, and send 10 notes expressing what their support means to you. Now, these notes could be handwritten, which I recommend doing. It could be emails. You could send a video message to them, to their phone, something that's personal and intimate, but send 10 messages to people that supported you this year. Now, gratitude supports your heart. It fills you up to bring in more. So make sure you share it with others to feel the love as well. Focus on these three things right now: reflection, acknowledgement, and gratitude. This is episode 423. And in the next episode, it's a big one where we get deep on figuring out what your dream and purpose and vision exactly is for next year. How to discover and define it and create a plan that actually works. It's going to be your biggest year ever if you want it to be, but you've got to get clear and create the plan first. Then be prepared to make the most of your 365 days just like everyone else. So stay tuned for the next episode where we talk about how to create the biggest dream and plan of your life to make your next year the biggest ever. This is 5 Minute Friday. If you enjoyed this, make sure to share it out with your friends. LewisHowes.com/423. I appreciate and love you very much. Make sure you enjoy this aspect of reflection. Take it in. This is the perfect time over the holiday season to take it in and reflect and get clear on who you want to be and what you want to create for next year. I love you, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.